Oh yeah, we didn't
Trump's
really talk about the
corruption.
main topic, which was Trump did financial disclosure statements for 2025. He raked in at least $1.4 billion from his family's crypto businesses. In all, he got $2.2 billion at least. This compares to 2024, when he was not president, when he was running. And he merely collected $622 million, merely. So his income has more than basically has quadrupled in the year that he became president again. About one of his biggest take-ins was an investment firm tied to the UAE that bought World Liberty Financial, which is, or they bought half of it. Which is the main crypto company run by Don Jr., Don, and Eric Trump. And basically, there was also the dollar Trump and dollar Melania meme coins, World Liberty sales of its own digital tokens. The grift was endless, and it continues, and it's probably only accelerating, I would imagine. And we're not even going to talk about Qatar's gift of the new Air Force One to Trump. So it's pretty crazy. And I mean, the Constitution is very clear. Emoluments, which is basically using the office to enrich yourself, is really, really wrong. I mean, what a long way we've come from Harry Truman, who refused to even enrich himself by giving speeches and stuff after he left the presidency. And was so poor that Congress decided to create an actual pension for the President of the United States because it was embarrassing that former President Truman was so fucking poor. Jimmy Carter basically backburnered his family's peanut business in Georgia, in Plains, while he was president, to the point where the place was nearly falling apart. He nearly went bankrupt in 1981 when he left the presidency. That's how things used to be. And, I mean, there's people like Obama and the Clintons who've certainly lined their pockets based on their former presidencies, but we have never seen anyone do anything like this where they're lining their pockets, while they're president. And nobody has much to say about it. We know the Republicans don't have much to say about it, JT, but I thought what was really interesting is that the press doesn't have much to say about it. It's sort of like, that's just Trump being Trump. What are you gonna do? And it's not even seems, it's sort of like every now and then they mention it and then they move on. There's no editorials, or if there are, nobody cares. It's just dissolute.
I guess what does it say about a society that sees this and just says, okay, I feel like, God, man, there's a Star Trek reference for this where Worf is having a conversation with, I forget her name, Dax. And Worf is talking about the Klingon. He's talking about all of this. He's talking about honor. And if anybody has ever watched Star Trek, Klingons are big on honor, whatever that means, honor this, honor that. And her point was, you have had a corrupt empire for centuries. And the fact that even you, an honorable man, would accept that level of corruption talks about or says something about the empire. Meaning the fact that you, as an honest man, has not just assisted in the corruption, but assisted in covering up the lies that the empire was effectively involved in. What does it say about the empire that even an honest man is corrupt? And I guess I feel like that about it, where we will publish this. It would be in big glossy headlines, the media. Trump is corrupt. And the public is like, well, we know he's corrupt. Where's my girlfriend? Where's my Xbox? Like, I need to take my kid to soccer. It's that. But that says something. Like that bespeaks about something, that's the perspective of it, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, no, I mean, look, I like what you said. Look, most Americans, most people are honest, right? Like, I mean, I
Well,
can't count the
relatively
number of times I derpily dropped money on the ground and someone said, "Hey, dude, you dropped some money."
right.
Happens all the time, right? More often than not. It's like, or I left my wallet somewhere and someone's like, calls me, like, "Hey, sir, I found your wallet." I mean, not always, but most people are like that. Most people don't cheat on their taxes to any significant extent. Most people don't embezzle funds from their work, even if they can get away with it. Most cashiers don't rob the till.
Right.
Most restaurant owners don't steal their waiters' tips. Some do. Too many do, but not all, not most. Most of us try to do the right thing most of the time, and even when nobody's watching, which is when it counts, right? And yeah. It's like, I was thinking about, like, I was a cabbie, and one of my colleagues told us, other colleagues at the garage, like, oh, I had this girl pass out drunk in my cab, and I raped her. And I was thinking, we all looked at each other like, well, that wouldn't...
Wait, he told you that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's nothing we could do. I mean, if we call the police and be like, oh, this guy told us that. Okay, well, who, where, how do you know? You know what I mean? Like, nothing would have happened. So...
She didn't know?
She probably didn't really know what happened to her, right? But the point is, he thought it was funny. But, you know, we all, as taxi drivers, because we all worked night shift, we all had women pass out in the back of our cabs that we then had to get home. And, you know, thank God, for some reason, most of the people who do that are rich and live in doorman buildings. So you pull up to the doorman building and you say, hey, do you know this lady? It's like, yeah, she lives here. Here, let's carry her inside. I think poor and middle class women probably have to keep their wits around about them a little more if they live in a buzzer building or whatever. So, but I mean, I can't count the number of, you know, women I had to, like, bring home. And yeah, it would have never crossed my mind, right? Most people are honest. Most people are decent. And so, yeah, it's that thing. It's like the bullying thing. There's very few bullies, but lots of people who watch bullies and don't do anything.
Right.
What is it about us that says, we're just going to, like, you know, we're going to let this guy do this?
And I think it's worse than that. I mean, because it's not like just some rando guy that's doing this. We have laws. Yeah. There are laws. Like, meaning there are laws on the books. It's not like this is theoretical.
And the president's supposed to be the best of the best of us, not the worst.
There are laws on the books for this.
His should be unimpeachable. No pun intended.
If this was rando guy stealing cigarettes, he could get shot. And the dude that got shot selling Lucy's.
Right.
Like, I mean, the president is, like, getting billions.
And like, it's totally illegal. It's illegally totally illegal. Yeah. It's not easy. It's illegal. Under federal law. Under the Constitution. Not a lot of laws are enshrined in the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't say it's illegal to rob banks, but it specifies that government officials will not commit treason, and they will not steal funds from public office, right? Because the Founding Fathers were particularly concerned about that, because that shit happened under British rule.
Right.
They were concerned about... I mean, it's gobsmacking and, you know, so gross.
Like I said, it's not that I am shocked that he's stealing. That's not the shocking part. Mm. Like, as you point out, most people are honest. I don't think Trump is honest. I think Trump is a psychopath. And I think a narcissist is going to maximize the presidency just like the others. I mean, Joe Biden was maximizing his profit in the presidency using his kid to do it. It just wasn't this grotesque and flagrant. And I guess my thing is, when you make it this grotesque and flagrant, you're presenting something to the public. Is this allowable, yay or nay? Public says yes. Well, thank you for it. Meaning, at a certain point, you can't blame him for doing it when there's no consequence for doing it, right?
Well,
it's more so the fact that you have laws
for doing it. But yeah, but I'm with you. I blame us for putting up with it.
Yeah, we just watch it, and I, obviously, we as individuals are not in the position to go have a citizen's arrest of Donald Trump. Like, all right, we're here to lock the president up because he's so and so. We're going to get shot. We will get shot.
Right.
We will be right. But we get shot.
You know what it reminds me of? it reminds me, but it's totally like a fucking third world dictatorship. I mean, it is. Turkmenistan under Saparmurat Niyazov, a.k.a. Turkmenbashi. Look him up if you don't know who he is. You know, he personalized all the power of the state under his own personal control. I was wandering around the streets of Ashgabat on some blazing fucking hot day, and they all are in Ashgabat. And I came across, I saw the photo somewhere, an office, a government ministry that had a bronze plaque that said, "Office for Personal Benefit of President." Nice. It was the bribe office.
Nice.
It's like you have business in Turkmenistan, you need an oil concession, you want to open a burger place, you got to go there and make sure that Niyazov gets his taste.
See, I prefer that. That's honest. True. It's like the Department of War. It's honest. There's something satisfying when it's honest, even if you think it's grotesque, right?
That's what I hate about that.
Okay, he's getting bribes anyway. At the very least, make it an office. Tax the bribes that he's getting.
So amazing.
One more thing before we go
to the questions. How do you feel about, I mean, to me, the fact that it's crypto makes it even worse. Because it's not like, you know, I mean, sort of the way Dick Cheney, it was Halliburton, which was also a sleazy company. I mean, I don't know, it might not be as bad if the person was like, you know, I don't know, like, let's say it's Elon Musk became president. And it's like, well, you know, he's still making money from Tesla and SpaceX. I mean, those are, you know, viable businesses that actually produce something, you know, valuable to society. Crypto is a grift, man. I mean, even aside from the fact that the president is personally involved, I mean, it's a sleazy fucking business.
$1 billion is $1 billion.
Yeah.
I get it, but $1 billion is $1 billion. You're saying like if Elon Musk was pinching off of SpaceX, but it's still a company. It's still sending stuff into space.
Does it
but
make sense? Yeah.
But he's getting change on the side. That's better than what Trump is doing with crypto.
I mean, the fact that it's crypto is like, of course it's crypto.
I don't know if it's worse. I understand your point, though. At the very least, Elon Musk is doing something positive in regards to a company. Mm-hmm. So it's just a grift.
Yeah, I still would be against it. I'd still rant about it. But it wouldn't be quite as nasty.
I think it's nasty because it's the presidency. Yeah. It's nasty on so many counts, but there's something particular about this idea that the media reports it. And because what is the point of media, right? The entire point of media is there are things that happen that we need to be aware of. They even call it a fourth estate, because how do you know what people in power are doing if the media doesn't report what people in power are doing? You require them on some level to give you information, and you use that information to come to some kind of assessment of the world, ideally being something that you do in the world. Okay.
No democracy if you don't have, like, look, Tocqueville said, right, democracy requires a well-informed, well-educated electorate. Well, you're not
exactly
well-informed if you don't have a vibrant media. Yeah.
But what happens when the media reports something? They do their job. Hey, the president has just basically grifted over $1 billion.
Yes, he has.
And the public is like, hey, that sucks.
Yeah.
And that's it. that is wild to me.
Look, let's face it. You know, we right now, we live in the, what are you going to do, society?
Yeah.
You know, can't be helped.
By the way, this is a UFO issue also, believe it or not. Like, if back in, let's say, 1950s, they did what they did with the disclosure stuff, like meaning the stuff that they were doing now, the videos and everything else they were releasing now, they released back then. I don't think the public would have looked at that and just been like, yeah.
Right,
I don't think they would have.
I agree.
I guess it would have been your point.
Holy fucking shit in like, you know, banner headlines.
Yeah, we're not alone. Shit like that. I guess my point is, in the same way we look at that and be like, yeah. We're looking at what Trump is doing. It's like, yeah. What do you think that comes from? Is it just
how the fuck do we
sense of unable to do anything about it? What's the?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. I think, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, on a micro level, you know, it's like when you work at a company and you're not in the top echelon, let's say. You're just an employee. You could even be middle management, but let's say you're not. Just say you're a normal person. You quickly realize, as a young person working in an institution like that, that how hard you work, how good you are, how good your idea, none of that matters, right? Like, they're going to do what they're going to do, and like, you could all be doing a great job, and you know, the company, if the managers do something stupid or CEO decides to sell the company, you're all out of work. It makes no fucking difference. That's exactly what the American citizens are like. We all know that our vote doesn't matter, that the polls don't matter. If they want, you know, we may all hate Israel, but they're sending our money there anyway. It's like, they're going to do whatever the fuck they want. We may not want, like, you know, we don't want unfettered, you know, immigration. That's all right. You know, we need those wages down. We're going to keep doing it. So I think, yeah, people, when they realize they have no say, they don't really check out, because they kind of need to know what's going on. Some people check out, but a lot of people, they just figure, well, I'm not going to care in that sort of, like, I'm not going to get angry. You can't get angry all the time. You can't rile yourself up. You lose your mind if you do that. You know, I mean, it's sort of like if you're an abused child and you're, more often than not, your dad comes home drunk and beats you. After a certain amount of time, you don't like it when it happens, but you know, you're going to stop crying. It's just going to be another day that you're getting beaten.
You harness your strength until you could put a knife in him. That's what you do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's what you do. It's like when you, it's like, I can't do anything about this now, but man, you, every punch is building.
I'm going to get you.
Rage. Yeah. It's just rage. And that stuff is going to build over time. And when it explodes,
that's what revolution is, right? Like yeah. You know, like when the system blows up, and it does, it will ultimately blow up. The looks on the faces of you know Marco Rubio and those people, they're all going to be like, I don't understand. I mean, why are they doing this to us? Why are they taking our shit? Why are they killing us? It's like, why are you so mad? It's like, dude, it's a pressure cooker. You built it up for years. And it explodes because you never fucking released it.
Until it releases.
Until it blows up.